Today's reflection, the meaning of the number 10, divine order and responsibility, law. In the Bible, the number 10 is symbolic of completeness, order, and divine responsibility. It often appears in contexts where God establishes a framework for human life. Law, representing the perfect order of His creation. Laws and authority. The Ten Commandments, for instance, form the foundation of moral and spiritual responsibility for God's people. Ten is a reminder of the complete measure of obedience, stewardship, and accountability that we are called to as followers of Christ. Exodus 21:3 says, "Then God gave the people all these instructions. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me." The Ten Commandments are a divine representation of order and responsibility, guiding us in our relationship with God and with others. 10 represents divine order. The number 10 is often associated with divine order. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, which encapsulates his moral laws and established a complete framework for who and how his people should live. Exodus 21:17 lists these commandments. It represents the fullness of God's divine order for human behavior, for self-protection and the protection of the masses. It guides us in righteousness and order and gives everything that's God's will according to His will as part of our lives. 10 reflects human responsibility. The Ten Commandments symbolize the responsibility that God's people have to live according to His standards. Deuteronomy 5:29 says, "Oh, that they would always have hearts like this, that they might fear me and obey all my commands. If they did, they and their descendants would prosper forever." The number 10 reminds us that God has entrusted us with the responsibility to live in obedience to His word, which leads to blessing and prosperity. 10 shows complete provision. In Malachi 3:10, God speaks of the tithe, which is a tenth of one's income, saying, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't even have enough room to take it in. Try me in this. Test me in this. Put me to the test." The tenth represents God's complete provision and His expectation for us to faithfully steward the resources He gives us, to trust Him in our most difficult times of need. 10 represents testing and accountability. The number 10 is often associated with testing. God tested Pharaoh's heart through 10 plagues in Egypt. Exodus 7:12. This was a demonstration of God's power, showing that His judgment is perfect and His plans are complete. Similarly, the tithe is a test of our faithfulness to God, as seen in Malachi 3:10. The number 10 reminds us that we will be held accountable for how we live and respond to God's testing in our lives. 10 signifies God's sovereignty. The number 10 is also connected to God's sovereignty and control over all creation. The 10 plagues in Egypt demonstrates God's authority over nature, nations, and the hearts of men. Exodus 9:16 says, "But I have spared you for a purpose, to show you my power and to spread my fame throughout the earth." God uses divine order to reveal His sovereignty and fulfill His purpose. 10 reflects spiritual growth and maturity. The number 10 is symbolic of the completion of a cycle and the start of new growth. 10 often marks a point of spiritual maturity or readiness to enter to a new level of responsibility. Matthew 25:1-13 tells the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, where the wise were prepared for the bridegroom, representing spiritual readiness and growth. God calls us to mature in our faith and be prepared for His return. 10 reminds us of God's perfect timing. In the Bible, 10 is used to signify the completion of time, especially in periods of waiting or trial. Daniel 1:12-15 mentions a test of 10 days for Daniel and his friends to eat only vegetables and water. At the end of 10 days, they were found healthier and stronger than the others. This points to God's perfect timing in our lives. When we trust Him, even in periods of testing, He brings about His perfect will at that time of testing. Lord, we thank You for the divine order and completeness that You bring into our lives. Help us to embrace the responsibility and accountability that comes with following You. Teach us to honor Your word, to live by Your commandments, to trust in Your provision. As we walk through times of testing and growth, may we be faithful stewards of all that You've entrusted to us. Lord, guide us to maturity in our faith, always trusting in Your perfect timing. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. The number 10 is a powerful reminder of God's divine order, His perfect provision, and our responsibility to live in obedience and stewardship. Whether through the Ten Commandments, the tithe, or periods of testing, God uses the number 10 to demonstrate His completeness and call us to maturity. As you reflect on this number, may you embrace the fullness of God's plan for your life. The next time you look at your hands and you look at your 10 fingers, understand that you're trusting in His perfect order and provision. Be blessed and be encouraged.